Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Curless Minds. We're back, unfortunately, just when you thought you'd got rid of us. Here we are. I'm Phil, your host this week, and with me I have obviously Ryan here.
Hello.
And Darren to my left.
Buongiorno.
How is everybody?
Alright? Alright, yeah.
Yeah, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Anything that you want to tell me, or you look like you might be a bit sad today?
Well, I'm always sad when I'm around you, Phil.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do I have that effect on people?
Although, yeah. You're a very melancholy kind of guy.
Yeah, you like that word, don't you? You said that word to me.
I said it today as well.
Yeah, and that's what it meant, and you told me.
Yeah.
Ryan, I must warn you, we are on kind of a time limit today. Darren's given us a time limit.
Yeah.
In case our listeners don't already know, which they probably won't because they never spoke about it properly, Darren is a huge Game of Thrones fan. Yeah, I think that way too. But although he watches it on catch-up TV, he has specifically told me that he wants to watch it at 8 p.m. the moment it appears on Now TV.
No, it's not the moment it appears on Now TV. It appears on Now TV at 2 a.m.
Why 8 p.m. though?
I don't know. I think it's just a nice time to watch it. And after I watched it, I like to watch reviews on YouTube about it.
Okay. All right. So we're not on a time limit then, Ryan. It's not as bad as what I thought. We're okay. Darren's easy. I don't want you rushing us along, Darren, right at the last minute.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a nice little treat in store for you. For all you that like retro arcade games, Sonic, Space Invaders, anything from the 1980s to the 1990s.
Pokemon?
I don't actually think I mentioned anything to do with Pokemon in this. I might do. I think there might be one thing, actually, but we'll see. It's not a Pokemon heavy thing. I'm mainly thinking about the arcade machines.
Thank God.
Spending your money.
Arcade machines.
Yeah, this might be a tough one for you today, then, Ryan.
Apart from those motorbike ones.
Still kind of like an arcade machine.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones where you sit in the back and you like...
Yeah, I mentioned a few of those. Yeah.
Still same.
Yeah, you might be alright.
You've played it once.
Oh, it's still classed an arcade game, so you played it.
How am I supposed to remember anything about it?
Never played Town Crisis.
No, I don't play rubbish games.
Town Crisis was good. With that little pedal that you put
Lame.
I used to have have it on PlayStation. You press the button. You know, the light gun game.
Oh, yeah,
shame
you
can't get light gun games anymore.
Yeah, they were pretty cool, weren't they?
Yeah.
So, shall we start with something different today? The first one, what do we normally do?
Quiz.
Yeah, we do. So now we're going to start with Would You Rathers. We'll mix it up a bit, Darren. Darren looks confused. Darren, it's okay, Darren. Don't worry. We always start with Would You Rathers. So here we go, guys. Ryan, would you rather have bad graphics or a bad storyline?
I'd rather have a bad storyline and good graphics.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You go all for the graphics, right?
I don't really play much single-player games. So the storyline's never really something that I'm bothered about.
Yeah. Darren, I know your answer to this.
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite of Ryan. I love all forms of storytelling. It doesn't matter. Like, if it's a book, film,
and
some cases video games. So, yeah, it's got to be
You'd rather have bad graphics than a bad storyline.
Yeah, I love games with good stories.
Okay. Darren, would you rather play all the Sonic franchise games or play all the Mario franchise games?
Sonic, easy. I'm not a big fan of Mario, I'll tell you the truth. I do like the first one. The do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I think that's them all.
Yeah. Or whatever. I like the 2D ones, but I'm not a big fan of Mario.
Mario, you want Sonic. How about you, Ryan?
I go with Sonic as well. I'm not a big Mario fan.
Mm. I must admit, I'm the same. I do like the Sonic ones rather than Mario. I don't mind a bit of Mario.
I'm not that I'm not a Mario fan. I just never had any Nintendo consoles, really.
Oh, okay.
See, I don't think I've ever had any until the Wii.
Really? Oh, yeah. I remember you were the one that introduced me to your Wii. And then I bought one and my mum punched me in the head with the nunchuck because I was sat like in front of her while we were playing boxing.
Child, I bet you did that on purpose.
Child abuse.
Yeah, I do it on purpose as well.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay, then next one. Ryan, would you rather have a retro game remade or the original company make a sequel to it?
I'd rather have it remade.
Yeah.
Newer games are better than older games as a rule for me. So I'd rather them remake it now with modern technology.
Yeah.
I think it'll be much better that way.
Okay. Darren,
depends
thoughts?
On the game, really, don't it?
Well, think about it.
I mean, if you think like in Space Invaders, of course you want the like a sequel to it. You want it to be the same as the first one.
Yeah.
A remake, it'll be all that 3D and all coming out at your face. It's a hard question because it's different for each game, I suppose.
Okay, let's take, for instance, Pac-Man. Would you rather it be remade or would you rather have a sequel to it?
Sequel. Okay. I don't know what the sequel to Pac-Man would be because I already don't miss Pac-Man.
Maybe he's got kids following him.
Junior Pac-Man.
Yeah. And he's trying to... His mission is to collect as many dog pants as he can.
Pac-Dog?
Pac-Dog, yeah. Could do that, I suppose, yeah. Darren, would you rather have an old Mega Drive that has every game built into it or have the latest console that can only ever play just one game of your choosing?
Well, the first one, the Mega Drive, definitely.
With every game built into it?
Yeah. I think, I don't know how many games were for the Mega Drive, but I can imagine there were quite a lot.
Yeah.
So
you've got a wide variety to play.
Hundreds of games compared to just one.
Yeah. If it was the latest console and just one game, what game sort of comes to mind? It's just one.
Uncharted 4, even though I've just finished it.
I just completed it, yeah.
So I love the Uncharted series.
That'd be fun to hit Ryan. We need to get something sorted for Ryan, don't he's got some sleep deprivation thing going on.
Narcolepsy.
Yeah, that's the one. Ryan, about you? Would you ever...
I'd go for the same as Daria.
Yeah? All the Mega Drive games. No good
hundreds
graphics.
Hundreds of games, I reckon.
Yeah, there's quite a few, definitely. Yeah, it's an obvious choice, really.
I think most of the old games still fun. You play them, they're still fun.
Not quite as... good looking as the latest console.
I can still enjoy Sonic as much as I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, I suppose you can. Yeah. Okay then, next one. Ryan, would you rather achieve the highest score on Pac-Man or the highest score in Space Invaders? Which one do you think would be a better achievement?
I'd go for Space Invaders, I think.
It would be more difficult to achieve
that.
I don't know.
It's a difficult one, that, actually. I don't really care for either of them.
Yeah.
No, I don't really.
I don't think it'll be such a big achievement for any. I mean, if I got the highest score in Space Invaders, I won't be shouting it out into the world. I won't be that.
No. You wouldn't need to. People that would play it would see your name. Daz, D-A-Z.
Daz.
Or A-S-S. Darren would probably put.
C-U-M.
Yeah. I think I did actually put A-S-S for most of my games when I was a kid.
Sounds like you know. So, which one would be, Darren?
Space Invaders. Enjoy Space Invaders more than Pac-Man.
Yeah, you both come from Space Invaders? Okay. Yeah, I think I'd pick Space Invaders. I'm alright at Pac-Man. Space Invaders, I suck terribly at. I'm not very good at sort of aiming and waiting for them and sort of, you know, the trajectory of it. I'm not very good, so I'd pick Space Invaders because it'd be the most difficult one for me. Okay, Darren. Would you rather live in the Mario world or the Streets of Rage world?
That's quite easy. A dead, happy, cheerful world compared to this like really brutal, nasty, violent world.
You get to eat mushrooms, don't you?
Well, I've got a safe to that. Streets of Rage, obviously.
Honestly?
No.
You pick Mario. Ryan, about you? You play Streets of Rage, haven't you? No?
I'm not sure.
You know, you sort of... what would you say it is? Like, it's like a platform game and you beat your way to the next stage.
Like Golden Axe.
Yeah. Very similar.
Pretty much the exact same as Golden Axe, but set in modern times.
Mario or Streets of Rage?
I go for Mario.
Mario World as well? Yeah.
I'd nick all the gold stars.
Yeah, and eat the mushrooms.
Around, yeah.
And
yeah,
you get gold stars and
Mario. Yeah. Actually, like, invincible, doesn't it? Okay, next one. Ryan, would you rather have unlimited coins in an arcade or unlimited game tickets to claim prizes in the very same arcade? Think of the top prize that you can see in this arcade.
I go for the tickets.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Top prize is usually like, I don't know, I've just seen like toasters and
goobers. Could sell them all on eBay.
Yeah, you could do, yeah. I suppose you've got unlimited tickets, but yeah. You'd pick the tickets?
Mm-hmm.
I go for the same thing, the tickets. Tickets. Yeah.
You could take all the prizes, sell them, and buy tickets to play the games as well.
Yeah, you could actually. That's a good point. I was going to pick the first one, but yeah, I didn't really think about that. I'd probably pick the tickets as well then, for that very reason. Quite fun having unlimited coins though, and playing your way. Yeah.
But games get quite boring after a while. They make them harder as well. I've noticed that because when I had Time Crisis as a kid, that was quite easy. Could complete the game.
Yeah.
But when I played it on the arcades, can't even get past the second level.
Yeah, they're rigged, aren't they? To eat your money.
Yeah.
Give me money. Feed me. Okay, next one. Darren.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Would you rather be chased by Pac-Man with the chance of him eating you or be spun into by Sonic the Hedgehog? And yes, He is aiming for your crotch.
So, death or pain?
Well, we don't necessarily know what happens when you're eaten by a Pac-Man. That's
Manny, you turn into just eyes and come back to life, don't you?
I suppose that's right, yeah.
I think just being floating eyes would be quite good for a while. Until you to get respawned. Yeah. Can you imagine what you could do with just being floating eyes?
Can you imagine what you could
do? The things you could see.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm going to have to go for Pac-Man.
Imagine the things you can do if Sonic spins into your crotch.
I can be doubled over in pain.
Yeah. It's a good answer, Darren. It's a good answer. Ryan, how about you? Eaten alive by Pac-Man, or spun into by Sonic.
Two intriguing choices.
Yeah.
Ones I've often thought about in my own personal time.
Yeah.
And in my own personal time, I've come to the conclusion that I would rather have Sonic spin into my crotch.
Would you, yeah?
Yeah.
You reckon Pac-Man would just kill you and no respawn after that?
Well, the little balls that he eats don't come back, do they? No, maybe true. You end up being one of the little balls.
That's true, Darren. Okay.
You don't.
We have two remaining. Ryan, would you rather be a frog in the Frogger universe or be a snail in real life?
What the hell?
These are good. Think about it. Frogger. You're crossing a road. There's trucks.
I'd rather be Frogger just because he seems to have a little bit more about him than a snail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snails can have peaceful lives if they don't...
get trodden on.
Yeah. Or eaten by other things. Or by other snails.
Yeah.
You'd rather be Frogger?
I'll go for Frogger. I'll take the risk of imminent doom.
Yeah, I'll go for Frogger as well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no reason. I'd pick Frogger as well. It seems quite fun and green.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Okay, for the final Would You Rather for this week, Darren, would you rather have Sonic's super spin as a party trick or Tails' ability to partially fly?
Tails' ability to partially fly.
Okay.
I'll probably end up getting sick with the spinning.
With the spinning.
You know, spinning on the floor. Like,
surely if you have the spinning ability, it doesn't make you sick.
Yeah, Sonic's never sick, is he?
Yeah, but he's a hedgehog.
I suppose.
So, I'm going to have to go with Tails.
He only partially fly, though. He doesn't fly per se. He sort of hovers and glides, doesn't he?
Yeah, but I think that could come in handy.
Yeah.
Do I just spin or can I move pretty fast after
this? Yeah. Release the spin and you can do that roll for a bit. Well, quite a while.
How far? In metres?
Let's say like 20 metres.
20 metres isn't very far, is it?
About there for a spin. Ding, 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 ding.
Can I just run really fast anywhere? Like Sonic?
No. You only get one ability.
What if I want that ability instead of spin?
I'm afraid it's not part of this would you rather question.
Oh, that sucks. I'd take the tails flying.
Tails, yeah. Okay. Is there any particular thing you'd use the...
I'd pick you up and then fly over a pond and then drop you in the pond.
You might land in that pond as well, though, remember.
I'd time it properly.
You'd time it right. And that's presuming that when you pick something up, you're still able to glide that distance.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are.
Yeah.
Scientific fact.
Tail could actually pick up Sonic.
Yeah, you could actually, that's right. Yeah.
That could
is that in Sonic 2?
I think it is in Sonic 2, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, everybody, that ends our Would You Rathers for this week. Next, we're going to mix it up again. Do something different, Ryan. We're going to do...
I think we should do...
Go on. I'll let you pick.
True or false?
No. Close. We're going to do fact or fiction.
Okay.
So you still picked it.
Do you mean true or false?
No, I mean fact or fiction, Ryan. Fact or fiction?
Do you mean yes or no?
Curless truth or curless fact?
No, curless fact or curless fiction?
Curless truth or curless false?
No. Fact or fiction?
Right, okay.
Correct or incorrect?
I'm not going to count your scores here, by the way. It's not a competition. You can just chill out with this one. But I do think I'm going to catch you out in a few of these this week.
Go on, man.
Probably we'll see.
Maybe.
Okay, fact or fiction? I'll start with you, Darren. In the iconic 1980s game, Pac-Man... The four main ghosts which try to capture Pac-Man are named Blinker, Inky, Pinky, and Clyde. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
You think that's a fact?
Yeah, I don't know about Inky, but I remember the other ones being named.
Okay.
Maybe he's used some of the right names, some of the wrong names.
Maybe.
I know, I'm thinking that, but...
If I'm honest with you, though, I don't tend to do that, because that is very difficult to catch out. So,
well,
it's up to you.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I know you do it all the time. But I don't. I'm not that sly.
Maybe that's a double bluff to say, oh, I don't do that. Can't do. But really,
maybe. Darren's already...
I'm going to go for factors, though.
You're going to go for facts?
Yeah.
It is a fact. They did name them Blinky, Inky, Pinky and Clyde. I don't actually know where you figure that out, because...
It's on, do you know, when you just watch it on...
Oh, that demo screen.
Before you put, the demo screen.
I couldn't find it anywhere. I was trying to think, where do they know the names?
Here's a fact for you.
Go on.
That it's actually classed as the first... cutscene, the little ghost chase.
Is it roller chase? Yeah. I don't know that. Darren, this is my podcast.
Interesting.
I thought you was interested in video games.
I'm interested in good video games.
Yeah, I never said too old.
Pac-Man was a good video game. I'm not that keen on it. I just know it.
You both got that right. Well done, Ryan. Next one to you first. Fact or fiction? When the Space Invaders arcade game was released in Japan, it was so popular that it caused a shortage in the 100 yen coin.
Absolutely no idea if there's even such a thing as a 100 yen coin.
I will tell you now there is.
Right, okay. I'm going to go with fiction.
Fiction on that one for Ryan. I bet you don't.
I'm going to go with fact with that.
Okay.
Everybody knows the Japanese love their video games. Not being offensive here, but
it's a bit racist, that, Darren.
And 100 yen is about that equivalent of just a penny for us, isn't it?
I'm not actually sure the conversion back then, Darren.
No, I don't know why it is, but it's not that much. 100 yen.
Well, I'll tell you now, Darren. You are correct. It is a fact. At the time, it was the coin most used in an arcade machine in Japan, and it did cause a shortage. So there you go. Right.
There you go.
You didn't get that one. Darren, you sniff me out.
Yeah.
Okay. Darren, fact or fiction? When developing the 1981 classic arcade game Frogger, the developers actually intended the game to be an ironic twist where the player's character would be a truck that would drive around and squish as many frogs as it could. Fact or fiction?
I think it's fiction. Seems a bit cruel.
You reckon?
Yeah, it seems a bit nasty. And why would you pick frogs out of all the...
Well, that's what it's called, Frogger, isn't it? So it's one truck squishing as many frogs as it could.
Nah, I think that's fiction.
Okay, Ryan, how about you?
You played Frogger? I've never played it, no. Yeah. I've seen it played. I know what it is.
Hmm.
I think that could be a fact.
You reckon?
Mm.
Are you going to go with that? Or are you going to stay with Darren and go with fiction?
I'm going to go with fact. I think... that could be something that they'd set up, and then the sort of PC brigade came in and said, whoa, 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 you can't do that.
It's cruel.
So they had to switch it up a little bit.
But they had Duck Hunting around about in the same time, didn't they?
Duck
Hunting was pretty cruel, shooting ducks.
Who likes ducks, Darren?
I like ducks.
I like eating ducks.
Yeah, I do miss eating ducks. The crispy duck.
Ducks are quite nice, absolutely.
I'll tell you now, Ryan, unfortunately, it is fiction and didn't make it up. Darren, you got a good nose on you today. I don't know if you're going to get all these right or not. Darren knows his stuff.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's just guess him, mostly.
Next one, Ryan. Fact or fiction? Sonic the Hedgehog's first appearance was in a racing game.
I'm going to go with fiction.
Darren?
Fact, he was on the local, what do they call it? It was an air freshener.
Darren definitely knows his stuff on this one, right? Here's a fact. I've actually got a picture here to confirm what Darren's saying. But the game was called Rad Mobile, and he was displayed as an air freshener in the car you were driving.
Yeah.
Mm. You can see him there, his first appearance. Well done, Darren.
I don't know how to say that.
Can't remember. All right, let's see if I can get him with this one, and I don't think I can. Darren, the block towers in the Sony PlayStation 2 opening splash screen aren't just random and actually represent something.
Don't they represent your saved data? How much you've saved?
You tell me, Darren.
Or is that the hours you've played? I know it does represent something, so it's a fact.
It's a fact.
I can't remember what they represent.
Ryan?
I'm going to go with fact.
Did you show a PlayStation, Ryan?
Yeah.
Did you?
A PlayStation 1 and a PlayStation 2.
Okay.
And then I realised that it was an inferior console, so I moved on to bigger and better things.
I didn't like the PlayStation. I had the PlayStation 1 and I didn't like it. I traded in my N64 with like 20 games to get a brand new PlayStation, the smaller one. This PlayStation 1. And I don't know, the games were too serious for me. You know, I like my Nintendo games.
That's why I liked them, I suppose.
Yeah.
More grown up games.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you now, the answer to the fact or fiction is a fact. They represent the games you play. The more games you play, the more blocks you will see. And the longer you play the game, the taller the towers become.
Ah.
So there you go, that's what it represents. Okay, next one. Fact or fiction, Ryan. If you was to take apart a Mega Drive cartridge and insert the circuit into a Sega Master System cartridge, the game would still be playable. Fact or fiction?
You would think if they'd made it so it doesn't fit, they'd make it so it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you'd think fiction.
Okay.
Never sneaky suspicion it's a fact, so I'm going to go with fact.
I think it's fiction.
You sure, Darren?
Positive.
Darren is correct again. I don't know what's going on with this today. It's like Darren's like read my answers before.
I'm not.
Yeah, it is fiction. I just completely made that up. It's only believable though, Ryan, isn't it? I don't need you to give a poke now. I might be able to get you out.
Doubtful.
Okay. Darren, fact or fiction? In the first original Mario Brothers game made in 1985, Mario's character was originally meant to ride a rocket and carry guns. Fact or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction because that does not seem very Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to also go with fiction. Fiction? It doesn't seem like it fits in with the lore very well, no. Does it?
Okay. I've actually got you both here. It is actually a fact. Mm. Initially, the game was meant to be your straight-up action game with Mario wielding a beam gun and rifle, riding a rocket. They did keep the rocket, though, which is now known as the enemy character, Bullet Bill. Mm-hmm. It was meant to ride Bullet Bill with a laser gun and rifle, but they changed it before development was complete.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So there you go for that one. Okay. Ryan, I'm going to go with you on this one. Fact or fiction? The aliens in Space Invaders are actually a sketch of an unidentified flying object that was spotted by a pilot in the Louisiana skies in 1948.
I don't really remember what they look like.
They're sort of like...
And they got like little arms.
Yeah, some of them do. They're all sort of different, but... some of them like they got little legs.
I'm going to go with fiction.
Fiction on that one.
Darren? I think that's probably fiction as well.
Fiction? Yeah. You're right. You both got me. It is fiction. I made that up. Could have been believable though, when I said Louisiana. Yeah,
it's like the arms, but don't look like flying planes with arms. Yeah.
No, true, they don't really look like anything.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was fiction. Okay, we're on the final fact or fiction now, guys. Going to go to you first, Darren. The multiplayer mode in the legendary N64 game, GoldenEye, was originally an afterthought and wasn't originally going to be a feature in the game. We're talking about the multiplayer GoldenEye.
I'm going to go for fact with that.
Fact? Okay.
I said fact is yeah. Fact.
Ryan?
Seems like it could be true.
Yeah? Even though it was the best part of the game?
Oh, yeah, but that's irrelevant, isn't it?
Hmm?
Yeah.
It just got lucky.
There wasn't many multiplayer games like that back then, was there?
No.
No, not really.
It wasn't a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, for the final one, you're both right. It was a fact. The multiplayer mode was made during the final week of the game's development and was made without permission from the executives in charge. Once finished, they presented it to the board, who later authorised the multiplayer mode to be a bonus feature in the game. How about that? And it ended up being, like, the best thing about it.
Mm.
Like, the iconic... Way before Call of Duty, Darren. Amazing. You played GoldenEye, right?
Yeah.
You loved it, right?
One of the best games. Yeah.
Yeah. My only issue with it now is I'm so used to playing Call of Duty that the controls are so different. Strafe left and strafe right, up and down, are more or less polar opposites.
Yeah. I bet it wouldn't take that long to get back into it.
Well, okay. That ends our fact or fiction for this week, guys. We're going over to our classic Area 52. Got a sort of an arcade-themed Area 52 for you today. Situated in an old abandoned arcade where all the unwanted games machines go to die. There is an old Donkey Kong arcade machine. To your amazement, when you insert 50 pence, it still works. But this is no ordinary arcade machine, Darren.
Ooh.
Donkey Kong appears on the screen and is allowing you to place an object, a pet peeve, a habit, or even a fellow game player that truly frustrates you into the game, whilst he smashes it into oblivion with one of his many barrels. By doing this, whatever you choose will no longer exist, and the game of real life will become a better place to live and play, as long as you all agree. Do you have anything that you'd like to throw into this arcade game in Am I going Area first? 52. You can go first if you got them.
I don't think all these people are fellow game players, as you said.
Yeah, I just meant that. You know, I just meant people.
Yeah, people who stand too close to you when they're talking.
Okay, right. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. How close, Darren? This close? Oh, are we talking a bit close?
That close.
No, don't kiss me. Invaded my personal lips then.
Yeah, because they invade my personal bubble.
Yeah. I want to know how big this bubble is. I want to know whether it's justified. Okay, like half an arm's width.
Where my arms are.
Yeah. Okay, full arm's width now. Okay.
Quite far down.
Yeah. At the minute,
where my elbow.
We're closer than that now.
Yeah, I was going to say that. We're
yeah, that doesn't matter because what's that name? We're standing up and someone's still right next to you that you can actually smell them. You can see this. Skin cell.
Wow. But yeah, that is close.
Okay, probably not that close. But
okay,
you can actually smell.
Yeah. You don't like so people who stand close to you when they talk to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It poses a good point there, Ryan. I don't like.
Maybe
it.
Have a different spherical area that I don't want them to be in. Ones. But yeah, I feel you, Darren. I feel you.
Yeah, Darren. Like Ryan said, I feel you. I don't have it that often, but there are sometimes people that do get that a little bit close when they talk to you. I'm more concerned about like my breath than them coming towards me. I'm more concerned like, damn it, they're so close to me that when I talk, my breath might smell. Well, so that's my thing about
I'm the complete opposite. Because I knew somebody used to always speak to you really closely. So what I used to do when I knew I was going to be with this person.
Walk away.
No, I didn't walk away.
Eat onions.
I don't like onions, so I never did that. But I ate loads of fish.
Right.
I ate that sardines, so my breath would stink.
But how did you know they were going to come to you that day? Or did you have a fish in your pocket?
I had a fish in my pocket.
Is that a fish in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah.
Just carried a sign in the rotor.
Just carried a tin of sardines around at all times.
Just in case. Yeah.
Shit, it's coming!
Do we get to know a name, Darren?
No, I'm not going to say the person's name.
Out.
Spill the beans. Spill the beans.
I'm not going to say it because it's a bit cruel.
I think I know who it is.
Who?
Michael.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think he's actually talking about himself.
No, he might be.
It's myself.
It's like, ooh. Yeah, I'm going to throw that into the arcade machine now and let Donkey Kong smash his barrel over it. Yeah.
I agree.
You agree?
Smash away.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
Ryan, what have you got for us this week?
Something very similar, actually.
Oh, okay.
People who, when you're talking to them...
We need some celebration when you say people. Because you always say people.
It just doesn't like people.
It has to go, way, said people.
What's wrong with that?
You always said people.
You always said people. It's like you've got a problem with people.
You just don't like humans.
Not things, but people. That's your problem.
No, because a couple of weeks ago I had plastic packaging.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. That was like the first one, though. You didn't have people. Anyway, celebration. Ryan said people.
Go on.
People who spit on you when you're speaking to them.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
Really, really annoys me. It's disgusting. And then when you call them out on it, they get really offended.
Yeah.
Like you've done something wrong.
It's not nice pointing it out, though. Like, I do it sometimes. My lips are dry now. Maybe I've done it. I don't know. But sometimes I'll see like a little spickle go. And I think, damn it, that's not landing on them. And it is quite embarrassing to myself. But if somebody picked it out, I won't be hostile. But I'd be like, oh, damn it, they noticed. Like, it's not that pleasant. But yeah.
I agree.
You do the crime, you got to do the time for
True,
I do agree with him.
Yeah, you spit sometimes when you talk to him. Sometimes, yeah.
So, there's just one thing, sometimes they don't know they're doing it. They don't.
Mm-hmm. You should be more careful, shouldn't you?
Courteous. I didn't know I spit when I talk.
Not all the time, not done it in a while, but you have done it. I think I've done it.
I've never done it.
Have you not?
No.
I don't think. I don't recognise you doing it, actually.
You might be doing it. A
protective barrier around my mouth.
Can you say that I've done it? Have I ever done it?
Not that I remember. You definitely eat loud, though. That's annoying.
But that's maybe not going into Area 52.
Maybe we can do that next week.
Anna doesn't really mention about me eating loud. Maybe she just copes with it. And really, she's like...
I couldn't live with you for that very reason.
I only do it... Actually, she mentioned it on the holiday we just had. I don't do it at the table there or anywhere. I don't know what it is. When I'm at home, I'm comfortable. And I suppose when I'm with you guys, I'm comfortable. So I eat enjoyably, which is
I don't even know how you did it. It's just absolutely infuriating.
Because I'm scared of biting my cheeks when I keep my mouth closed.
You have some weird fears.
Are you scared of biting your cheeks?
Well, like, no. If I was to close my mouth and move my teeth up and down, they are touching it, they're grinding it. And sometimes I do bite my cheeks when I eat.
That's weird.
I've never bit my cheeks
while I'm eating.
Could be my wisdom teeth, like, you know, they're growing the wrong way.
You probably need to do something about your teeth then. Maybe you should see a dentist.
You need to just stop being weird. Such a weirdo, Phil.
Maybe.
That is very weird.
I do try. I'm willing to throw it in the rain. It is quite annoying, especially when it happens to you. And you're like, oh, it's just a bit on my hand. But I don't pick it up.
Yeah.
You got glasses, so you're all right.
It's even worse because then I'm going to see my glasses.
You get a little like windscreen wiper and glasses. Like, yeah. It's not nice when it happens to you and me, because I'm kind. I don't like telling them. I'll sort of like walk away and go, and then like wash my hands.
Yeah, but I agree.
You want to throw it in there?
Yes.
It's in there, Ryan. Donkey Kong is ready with his barrel. Chucking it. Smashed into oblivion.
Boom.
Gone. Yep. The world is a better place.
All those... You'd be gone, Phil.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Why?
I just threw in all the people who do it.
What's bet?
Mm. You just said you've done it.
Yeah, but you said I've not done it to you, so I'm sort of
alright.
He's
done it to Darren.
Have I spat on you, Darren?
No.
Unintentionally.
No.
I'm going to throw one in this week as well. I know the host doesn't tend to, but I've got a retro game themed one for you. It's a nice and quick one. For those who play beat-em-up games, I'm throwing in not getting the first punch on a beat-em-up game. I'll tell you my frustration.
Right.
I hate it. I play Mortal Kombat with Darren sometimes, or Street Fighter, and I really desperately need to get that first punch. I don't know what it is. I just need it to relieve the stress. But most times I don't get it, and it really, really grinds my gears. So I want to throw in... not getting the first punch, feeling.
Well, if you don't get the first punch, the other guy's not going to get the first punch. I know. So there's always going to be someone who's not getting the first punch.
True,
so
I know.
Only way you can stop that is by not playing it.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah. Sort of a bit of a catch-22, isn't it?
I can't say that I've ever thought about that in my entire life.
Never?
No.
You know when he goes, 3, 2, 1, go, or fight.
What about the game start, Phil? Yeah.
I need to run up to him and punch him first. Well, I need to get that first punch.
That's the aim of the game. But
no, so you could get good combos later on, but it's just that first punch. It's like an OCD thing. I have to have the first punch. If I don't get it, it really annoys me.
I could hardly think of anything I care about less.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the same.
You don't really
I don't really care.
Much, though, Ryan, do you?
We used to play a lot of Mortal Kombat.
I do, yeah. So, are you going to throw it in? Probably not. Does it look like it?
Right? I mean, I just don't really care one way or the other.
Right. Oh, but you don't. You're going to throw it in.
I'm the same. I don't care one way or another.
Oh, put it in then.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm not going to put it in.
You have this one.
I don't think you've ever had any of them in.
I might have had one. Sellotape should have gone in.
Sellotape. I can't think of anything more adapted in my life. That's absolutely ridiculous. Your main concern with this podcast should be, how many people now know that you're a raging weirdo?
A raging weirdo?
Yeah.
Why?
Putting sellotape in Area 52, being that bothered about getting the first hit on Mortal
Kombat.
It's just
like an OCD thing with the first hit thing, but yeah, I suppose. Anyway, that ends our Area 52 for this week. And you know what time it is, guys.
Yeah.
It's the... it's the Crazy Curless co-host quiz. Ryan, you said it wrong last week. It's the Crazy Curless co-host quiz.
Ryan, you're such an idiot.
No, I've named it something else.
What did you name it?
Have you named it completely different?
The Crazy Curless quiz.
Yeah, it's not like that one. It's not better than the Crazy Curless co-host quiz. So, for our listeners that have never tuned in before and you're just tuning in today, where the hell have you been? I'm going to explain the rules to you now. There are 10 retro arcade game questions for you. And we have some very nice tasting beans here that we had last week. For all you listeners that never heard of these beans, they're very friendly flavoured, shall we say. We've got Tutti Frutti. Darren, I like the way you say Tutti Frutti. Say Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti!
Yeah, Tutti Frutti. There's also... lawn clippings, ooh, skunk spray, eee, moldy cheese, Ryan. I really want to see you eat the moldy cheese one. Yeah,
not today, Dylan.
I'm going to make sure like they're the only ones on the left.
Yeah, apparently Ryan's feeling a bit sickly today.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah.
Coconut. Is there a coconut? Yeah, but there is coconut.
There is a coconut.
Baby wipes, licorice, skunk spray, all these lovely flavours.
Oh, not licorice.
For my co-host today. Yeah,
no, I'm not feeling too confident about this. Fact or fiction demolition.
You're a bit worried, mate. Yeah, anyway, the rules of the quiz. We've got our buzzers here. Ryan. Darren, yours. If you get a question wrong, guys, I'm afraid you get a bean. If you lose the quiz, I'm afraid you get 3 beans.
Oh, no.
But, Darren, if you get a question right, you either get
to lose a bean.
Yeah, you can either lose a bean or you can either claim a point. And it's a strategy, guys. You can sort of think, should I take the point? Should I get a negative bean? What is the best thing to do? I'm going to ask you 10 questions, all related to retro games. And you get to buzz in if you know the answer straight away. Or if not, you can wait for the multiple choices and buzz in then. You don't have to answer. You just don't get a point or a bean. So here we go, guys. You ready for the Crazy Curlous co-host quiz today? Here we go. Everybody's buzzers at the ready for question one. The first level in the original 1991 Sega Master System game Sonic the Hedgehog is called what? Is it Mushroom Kingdom, Miracle World, Emerald Island, or Green Hill Zone?
Green Hill Zone.
Darren, I'm afraid that's incorrect. On the Master System, it is Emerald Island, Darren. Darren gets 1 bean already. There you go, Darren. That is for you. Question 2. I've got a soundbite for you here. Which iconic gaming character makes this noise when he dies? Darren, you came in there first.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is correct, Darren. Would you like a negative bean, get rid of that one? Or would you like a point, Darren?
No, I want to go for a point. I want to... Okay. Get all the points and watch Ryan suffer.
Okay. 1 point to Darren, Ryan.
Okay.
Here we go. Sorry, we're only on question 3 now, though, so we're okay. Question 3. Before becoming a plumber in the 1983 game Mario Brothers, Mario had a different profession, but what was it? A zookeeper, a carpenter, a pizza maker, or a doorkeeper?
Well, his first appearance was in Donkey Kong, wasn't it?
Correct, Darren, yeah. It's not the question, but you're right. We have to hurry up, guys. Do you want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Okay. The answer was a carpenter. You're right, Darren. His first appearance was in Donkey Kong, and he was the brave carpenter.
I was thinking pizza maker, so I'm glad
I
didn't
know. I thought it was just called the Amazing Jumping Man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that, I was just talking about his profession.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good job you didn't buzz in then, Ryan. Mm. That's why I threw that one in there. With him being a stereotypical Italian and all.
Mm.
Okay, we're still 1-0 up, but Darren does have a bean. So, question number 4. Name the first arcade game manufactured by Atari. Is it Asteroids, Year's Revenge, Pong, or Adventure? Nobody want to buzz in? Clocks are ticking. 3, 2, 1. Nobody's going to guess this one. The first arcade game made by Atari was Pong. I thought maybe one of you might have known.
I knew that was the first arcade game, but I didn't know that was made by Atari.
Yeah, it was Atari. Yeah, maybe I should have said first arcade game. Okay. Darren, you're still 1-0 up, but with 1 bean. Here we go. Question number 5. We're halfway there. It's a soundbite. In Mario, which power-up makes this sound? Darren is going for an answer before the multiple choice. Which power-up is it, Darren?
I don't play Mario much, but it sounded like it was growing.
Okay.
It sounded like it was getting bigger. So is it the one where he gets taller?
Okay. You're right, Darren, but I want you to tell me what item it is.
It's a mushroom.
It is. Yeah, he's right, Ryan. Mm-hmm. It is a big mushroom. It makes you bigger. Darren, well done. That's 2-0 up here now. And we're on question 6. Darren has 1 bean. Ryan has 0 beans. Okay, question 6. The classic 1991 SNES console was an acronym For what? Okay, Ryan. What does SNES stand for?
Super Nintendo.
It does, but what system. About... What about the E? SNES.
Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Ryan is spot on there, Darren. Well done, Ryan. Would you like a negative bean for later on, or would you like a point? Darren is two points in front.
What question is this?
We're on question 7 next.
So that's question 6. That is. 7, 8, 9, and 10 left. So yeah. 4. I'll take the point.
Take the point. We are 2-1 up to Darren.
You actually didn't ask Darren if he wanted to take the point.
I'll take the point.
Okay. Okay. Question number 7, guys. We're over halfway now. Dr. Robotnik, the antagonist in Sonic the Hedgehog, also has a different name. But what is that different name? Darren.
Dr. Eggman.
Dr. Eggman is correct. Darren, do you want to take a point or do you want to get rid of that one bean that you've got?
I'll go for another point. That one bean looks quite tasty.
Okay. It's not a good one, Darren. I think it might be dog food.
I like a bit of dog food.
Okay.
It's good for a dog, it's good for me.
He's taking the point, Ryan. We are 3-1 up here. Question number 8. What is the highest grossing arcade game ever made? Is it Mortal Kombat, Space Invaders, Pac-Man, or Street Fighter? Ryan's buzzing in.
You want to go for Pac-Man?
Ryan, you were so close, but I'm afraid it's Space Invaders.
How is that so close?
Well, because it's number 2.
All right.
In the world, Pac-Man is number 2.
All
right. Ryan, I'm afraid you got a bean. Okay, here we go. Question 9. What was the first games console that had a true 64-bit system? Ryan's in straight away.
I've no idea, but I'm just going to have to go in there and guess Nintendo 64.
Ryan is correct with Nintendo 64. Ryan, I'm guessing you're going to get rid of the bean.
I'm actually going to...
You're going to go for the point?
I'm going to go for the point.
Really?
Yeah.
2 points to...
3.
3? Darren, we might get to go to a tiebreaker here. The next one is a soundbite. What classic 1990s game has this intro? In there, he thinks he knows it.
It's Mario.
Are you going for Mario?
Yeah.
Ryan, I'm afraid that's not right.
Alright.
Darren, I'm going to tell you the multiple choice.
Go on.
Is it Donkey Kong, Mario, Sonic, or Alex the Kid?
Alex the Kid.
No, it's Donkey Kong.
Are you sure you're going for Alex the Kid, Darren?
Yeah, go on.
Alex the Kid is correct.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was Donkey Kong.
Oh, did you?
Never even heard of Alex the Kid.
Have you not? I suppose it might be a Master System thing, really. I thought it was for Mega Drive. I thought it was
Alex the Kid
in Shinobi World or something like that. Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
Have you not? That's a good game. Yeah, it's like a punch. Rock, paper, scissors? No? Never seen? You do rock, paper, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors. Yeah.
You do rock, paper, scissors. Darren, you are correct. Would you like to get rid of a bean or completely annihilate Ryan with 4 points to... 2 points.
I think I'm completely annihilating.
Really? You quite like these beans, don't you? You're an odd boy.
Not really bother me.
You want to keep the bean and annihilate Ryan completely?
Yeah.
Lose all dignity of Ryan.
Yeah, I like to make him lose dignity.
4-2 is hardly an annihilation.
I suppose. Darren's trying to rub it in here though, Ryan. He's going for 4-2. Darren, you are the victor today. Well, it's that time of day, Ryan. You've got one bean already. You're going to get a further 3 beans. Or, what you can do if you like, is I'm going to throw something in here. If you want to get rid of Darren's bean, I'm allowing you to get rid of one of your beans as well, but Darren doesn't have to eat any. But he seems to enjoy them.
I'll go for that.
You want to go for that? Yeah, I'll be kind. It means you get 3 beans.
Okay.
Yeah, instead of 4. We'll happy with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't look so sure, Ryan. Do you want 4 beans?
No, I don't. Definitely don't want 4 beans.
I'll be
quite
kind.
Happy with the green one, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to let you pick three beans out of there, right? If you want all three green ones.
See, there's no blue.
You can have all
there's
three.
There's no blue ones left.
No, there is no blue ones left. I noticed the blue. No. You want a baby wipes? I think that's one of the worst ones. Lawn clippings.
Yeah, another lawn clipping.
Another lawn clipping. Right.
Really, I'm feeling a little bit unwell today, so I don't think I can deal with one of the really disgusting ones.
Do you want
so
a sick bucket?
No, I'll be okay with
this. Do you want a water?
I would like a water, yes.
Well, everybody, this is the best part of the podcast. We seem to get more laughs when I do it for some reason. I don't know why. You're obviously very evil.
You
evil
react
people.
More to it.
Yeah. Oh, but Ryan being sickly sort of makes up for it today. So you won't get to see this again. I do need to introduce the camera, but I'm sort of trying to suss out what we can do about that. But Ryan, I'm ready whenever you are. There is your water. I'm going to witness Ryan eating the first one, which is lawn clippings. Or it could be lime, I think.
It's lime.
It's lime? Really?
Mm.
Right, okay. Cracker. Why do I get all the rubbish ones?
I'm not a big fan of lime, though.
But it's better than lawn clippings.
Much better than lawn clippings.
Yeah. What are you going for next, Ryan?
Another
lime. Double it up.
Okay, another lime. But probably going to be a lawn clippings. Here we go.
Yeah.
Putting it in. He looks worried. Oh, maybe it's not lime.
Oh, my
lime.
God. It's a lime.
Is it? Honestly. What the hell is going on? This has been rubbish.
Quite nice, actually.
Really?
I don't really like lime. I have had one of these before,
it
is quite disgusting.
What's the other one it can be?
Coconut.
Coconut. I'm not a big fan of coconut, but it's
no, doable. I really don't like coconut, but I much prefer it to baby wipes.
Yeah, okay. So here we go, it's the final one. Ryan for losing the quiz. There you go, and it's a baby wipe!
No, it's coconut. I'm
what?
Laughing.
No! Let me smell your breath. Nowhere. That is unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I genuinely cannot believe it. I shouldn't have let him have the fourth bean.
Nice.
Oh, man. I'll take a sip of water anyway.
Well, we've failed you, all our listeners. Ryan lost the quiz miserably and got awarded for his...
Well, to be fair, I don't particularly like lime or coconut.
Yeah, but it's better than what it could have been, yeah?
much better. I've actually wanted to interject a theory about these beans.
Okay, go on.
I think, Darren, that Phil is psyching himself out so much about these beans.
That they taste horrid.
That even when it's the nice flavour, he automatically thinks it's the bad one.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I have had...
he's well known for psyching himself out about
stuff. You do go a bit.
Yes.
I have had a coconut one. I've really said, coconut.
It's pretty crazy because the last time I had them, I think I had two.
Yeah. And one of them was bad.
One of them was bad, one of them was good.
Yeah.
But Phil's had about 14 beans in total.
More than that. I had 10 on my first one. Yeah. I had 5 yesterday. And I've done it once before as well.
Yeah, so.
About 20?
Phil's 19? Had.
I think I've had about 3.
Yeah.
Phil's had a pretty bad showing, unfortunately. Yeah. But anyway. I got lucky today.
You did get lucky.
I got to admit, it's definitely lucky.
I'm annoyed. I actually thought you were sort of joking, so we wouldn't laugh at you. Like,
no.
Oh, it's dog food, but I'm going to make a it's candy.
No, I actually couldn't believe my luck. If I'm being honest.
I couldn't believe my luck. I shouldn't let him pick his own beans. Unless he knows something about these.
I actually want to try one.
Do you?
There you go, Darren. Try this one.
Yeah. What are you giving it?
Not the
yellow
one.
Oh, right. All right.
I'll try that one.
This one.
No, that one. I think we're white-ish.
You look constipated.
Stinky socks is what that is there, yeah?
Can we smell your breath? Oof, man. I don't know if it was like that before the bean or after.
It was the stinky socks. Smell.
Love.
Not that bad.
Well, thank you for tuning in, everybody. We will see you all again next week. Adios.
Doogles.
Bye.